Witness Statement 3, Miss Annie Barrett. I entered the post office service as a telephonist at Killarney in 1906. After about 6 months, I was transferred to Mallow. Early in 1919, I was appointed supervising telephonist at Mallow, and I continued to serve in this capacity until I was superannuated in 1945. Having contacted the volunteers in my home area, arrangements were made for me to meet Dan Hegarty and Owen Harold of Mallow. I arranged with the latter to relay all military and police messages passing through Mallow during my spells of duty to the Mallow Intelligence Section of the Irish Volunteers. At this time, I made copies of all such messages and handed them in to the house of Bill Hayes, who was the railway porter. He usually handed the messages to Jack Barrett, no relation, who was communications officer. In May 1919, I obtained particulars of a telephone message from Dublin to the British forces at Fermoy, informing them that some men who had been wounded in the rescue of Sean Hogan at Knocklong were being accommodated in a house in the Mitchelstown area. Instructions were issued to raid this house. I immediately passed this information by means of telegraph messenger to the local intelligence officer, who relayed it to the battalion and brigade headquarters. The wounded men were removed before the British raided the house in Mitchelstown district. I was never at any time, as far as I can recollect, under suspicion by the British forces. While not showing myself as too sympathetic towards them, I always managed to maintain friendly relations with them. Otherwise, I do not think I could have been so successful in my activities as intelligence agent for the IRA while a servant of the Postmaster General.